Following decades of instability and conflict in the region, a UN-brokered accord was signed in early 2013, known as the Peace, Security and Cooperation Framework, signed by DRC, Angola, Burundi, Central African Republic, the Republic of Congo, Kenya, Rwanda, South Africa, Sudan, South Sudan, Uganda, Zambia and Tanzania. The focus now, as then, said Mr. Jinitt, remains on ending the violence and disruption caused by rebel groups in eastern DRC, known as the FDLR and the Allied Democratic Forces, or ADF. The UN mission MINUSCO was strengthening alliances, said the envoy.
There have been renewed efforts to tackle this persistent problem. The cooperation between the DRC armed forces and MINUSCO was enhanced in carrying out joint operations against negative forces in eastern DRC.
Since March, he said, progress was also being made in strengthening alliances between countries in the region in order to tackle cross-border humanitarian, political and human rights issues. At the urging of his office and other UN agencies, a new Great Lakes Regional Judicial Cooperation Network would be launched next week, he announced.
The network, comprising representatives of member states of the ICGLR with the support of the regional and international organizations, will contribute to combat impunity in the Great Lakes region by building trust and confidence and promoting the effective implementation of the regional commitments on judicial cooperation. Supporting women, youth and civil society has continued to be an important objective of my office.
He said he was following the ongoing political crisis in Burundi carefully and, as with DRC, encouraging an inclusive dialogue process. He hoped that all stakeholders would act on last week's high-level regional oversight mechanism meeting in Angola in support of the overall peace and security framework for the Great Lakes. Uruguay's Deputy Ambassador Luis Bermudez praised the positive diplomatic steps being made, but also urged the Council to consider the effects of the ongoing violence in DRC and the thousands of displaced civilians there. He spoke through an interpreter.
The humanitarian situation in the Great Lakes region is also a source of deep-rooted concern. Many countries in the region are confronted with grave humanitarian issues. On the political front, the dialogue processes underway in some countries in the region have still not borne any tangible fruit. We must not grow weary of pressing the point that dialogue is the only option for resolving disputes and differences.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.